Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV Sailor Moon Crystal After Show. Oh, this music, you guys! Oh, this is cute music. I am Corey Takei, and with me, I've got Markeia McCarty.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty.
And next to her, Megan Salinas.
Hey guys, you can tweet at me directly at The Menguin. That's THEMENGUIN.
And KAORIOUS brings you to me, and you can hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon, a little long, but you can do it, for comments and questions and all that good stuff to keep the conversation going all week long and at this time. So we are talking Act 17.
Yeah, when did that happen?
I know, right? Sailor Jupiter. So this is overall thoughts, guys. I will say, I liked it. It wasn't my favorite episode, but there was a certain amount of progression with Chibi Usa, which was great. And, it was okay.
Yeah, I'm in that same camp, too. It was okay, you know? I like that they've slowed down for character development, but I
Thank God.
But I didn't enjoy that there wasn't a lot of character development on Sailor Jupiter's part.
Yeah,
you know, we got to learn about, you know, that kid.
Yeah.
His name, what was his name?
It's like Asaka. Let me look. I forgot. But
yeah, the blonde kid. So we got to learn about him, and you know,
Asanuma.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, with hearing Luna talk, and it's like, Luna, you're usually so good about this. How did you slip up?
I don't think, you know, that's the thing. I think that was kind of like a plot hole that you just have to forget, because I'm sure Luna talks a lot in public.
Nobody. Well, this again, you guys have to keep in mind, this is the same universe where none of our super heroines wear any masks or anything or do anything to actually disguise themselves.
Like, same hairdo, same color.
And nobody notices. Well, or when they do notice, it's like,
yeah. But what are your overall thoughts of this episode?
I've been out for a couple weeks, so I want to first of all apologize for that. Work has been crazy. But as much as I'm disappointed at the pattern, because I know we talked about this earlier in the week, but I was one of those people that really liked the Black Moon arc, and I liked that the sisters had a redemptive arc and that they got an ice cream shop. And so now that the initial shock has gone down that they're all going to get murdered, I actually really enjoyed this one. I really enjoyed this one, and I really enjoyed the previous episode. And for the first time in a long time, I feel like I'm watching Sailor Moon.
Aww. I actually think that the Black Moon arc is doing really well for the Sailor Moon Crystal show, because the bad villains seem a lot more fierce and a lot more aggressive and scary. They even were sacrificing their lives, and they managed to actually steal the Sailor Scouts as well as have the ability to stun them, which we don't really see happen so easily. They're a lot more vulnerable, so...
Yeah, like I do understand and enjoy that they are a force to be reckoned with in this, as opposed to people that have been misled. But I still, what I'm missing is that with the previous, you know, Dark Moon arc, is that Sailor Moon, Serena, you got to see, you know, her Serena-ness side, where she like wants everybody to do better, where she'll shield. She'll shield one of the Negamoon, well, you know, previous.
Aww, yeah.
The Negamoon sisters from another one attacking her.
You can tell from the intro, we're still, our mental state is still in the 90s.
Yeah. But it's like, I miss that. We don't get to see that.
That
you know?
Was something I was actually thinking about prior to the show, prior to us coming in to record, was that one of the things I really liked about that is that you could use kindness, and that was something that Sailor Moon did regularly. You could use kindness to people who have never been shown shown kindness in their lives, and that that can change them for the better. Not that you can change everybody by being kind, because you can't. There are some people who are just bad.
Yeah, we all know that.
But it was really emotional to see people who have never received kindness before in their lives and see how that affects them. And it makes them more well-rounded characters as well, as opposed to just, we're evil for the sake of being evil.
So all of that being said, I do enjoy the pace that's going on, though.
Yeah.
With, you know, and how they're, you know, I'm kind of okay with them vanquishing them, but I do miss that so much.
I'm sure. I mean, you're always going to, you know, miss parts of the classics. But I also can appreciate this as well. Actually, I know you guys probably saw my Instagram where I recently bought the collection of the mangas. And I'm a little further than where we are. And what I want to say is that considering the acts in the mangas, they did a really good job compressing it into 22 minutes because it feels like a lot of information. So props to them. Okay. So,
yeah, and adaptations are always tough, too.
They are. Yeah. They are. You know, and there's always going to be critics, ourselves included. That's why we're here. But overall, I'm really enjoying this different take on Sailor Moon. So let's first talk about Usagi and Usagi Usa, because Usagi's crying, upset. She misses Mercury and Mars, obviously. And Chibi comes in, kind of, with Luna P and offers her Mamo-chan.
I'm still not sure why he would have a little puppet of himself to just, you know, hand out, but I thought it was a cute moment.
Yeah.
It's odd that he has that at all, but this was a really cute moment.
I mean, they have such a strange relationship where they're competitors, even kind of for the same guy, which is really weird.
Yeah.
That's something I could never get over.
No, that's a weird invention that came out of some guy's mind, where it's like mother and daughter competing for...
It's basically the Electra complex, which is the Oedipus complex, but for girls.
Yeah, it's just a little awkward turtle, a little lot. So, yeah, they're in this competitive mindset where Usagi even gets jealous that Chibi's really good at the arcade. They both get the same identical Sailor Venus doll. What do you guys think of their relationship and how it's getting depicted, especially in this act?
Well, I mean, it's always odd because of the nature of, you know, Chibi Usa and the fact that she and Serene. I apologize. Usagi are so much alike. Because, I mean, if you were to go back in time and meet your mom when she was just a little bit older than you, it would be a little weird. But I think it's really cute when they're actually on the same wavelength, when they're really excited about the same thing, like when they are really excited about winning prizes. And I think that those moments are really endearing.
Yeah. Do you guys... Go ahead.
For me, with the relationship with Chibi and Usagi, it's amazing to me how childish Usagi is when it comes to being with Chibi.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit petty, you know? Chibi's not being a brat. She really isn't. In fact, she was trying to comfort her with, you know, the puppet and everything like that, and then just kind of got straight-armed a little bit.
I think she's not used to kind gestures coming out of Chibi, but...
Yeah, but it's just surprising, like, because Usagi hasn't been extremely childish during this entire thing, and it's like, now it's kind of like a little bit of a regression, so I just find that interesting.
I think what it comes down to is that Usagi is extremely jealous, and the jealousy results in her acting immature. For example, she's the one that's the most skeptical between all of them, whether she can trust Chibi or not.
Hands down.
Right? And then Mamo's like, I don't think she's a villain. I think she's just scared of something. And everyone knows now that they need to observe her because she might be the rabbit, which obviously...
Yeah. It's really cute. The thing about that is that Usagi has always been really childish.
Yeah.
Going back to the original series, she's always been a little bit of a brat. She's also very, you know, it's just not so much that she's a, you know, she's mean or anything like that. It's just she's very childlike. And a lot of times what comes with that is a lot of good stuff, like that childlike innocence and that sense of kindness. But also occasionally she can be a little bratty. And that's part of her character. That's part of what makes her a well-rounded character is that, yeah, she can be a brat sometimes. But when it matters, you know, she can be very serious. And, again, she can extend kindness to people who you wouldn't think anybody else could.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the big issue here was Sailor Jupiter gets jacked, and I'm sad, but it happens. So Sailor Jupiter has a horrible cold. And
she's infected with a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that their excuse for not giving her as much character development?
It's kind of weird,
as
right?
Amy got last time.
I don't
and
know.
She obviously sends electric shocks through her body because I think Asanuma comes by and kind of reveals to her that he saw the cat talk. He knows
it's
something
like
is up. And by the way, it's funny that he knew something was up where no one else picked up on that. And she looks at him and says, I can't lie to you. I thought that was a little odd. And
well, prior to this, have they had any scenes together? Have they had any chemistry prior to this?
I don't know. Was it that kind of a thing? I think he has, like, a thing for her, but she's, like, he's younger.
He's like, oh,
like,
you're adorable.
Brother. Like, she kissed him on the forehead.
She kissed him on the forehead.
And to her credit, she is sick. She is delirious at this point. Mm. So I don't blame her for anything. But it is kind of weird that this comes right out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how that's going to tie in, because it has to tie in at some point, and I just haven't figured that out yet, that now he kind of knows. Maybe it's to lead him closer to Momochong, because apparently he has a little obsession, right? That's when we last saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't understand why they're taking this angle with it when you have, like, you have five Sailor Scouts to be able to flesh things out with, and then there's, like, random guy that's in here who's, you know, Momochong's number one fan of all time. So I am interested where they're going to go with it. I'm just kind of wondering why they did it.
I think that they're trying to build some like a backup for Momochan to make him more important as well. Because right now he's kind of the secondary. Okay, that's Usagi's boyfriend.
I hate to say it. Is he in the manga? Again, I haven't read that far.
I don't want to know too much about it.
Oh, yeah, that's all.
Because maybe they're just building him up to eventually get killed off. I hate to say it, but I watch
it. That would be cool.
I hate to say it, but I watch enough, like, Walking Dead and shows like that.
Are you guys saying you want character development of this guy only to have him die?
I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying that could happen. I'm jaded.
Cool. There'd be a lot of emotion involved, and maybe some more powers would be discovered.
And hey, I mean, he is the one outsider at this point who knows. So,
yeah. Which
very
is
true.
So you got to keep a secret.
I just feel like he kind of got the secret too easy. You know, Sailor Jupiter just looked at him and said, I can't hide secrets from your beautiful, dashing
eyes. She didn't have the energy. She was sick.
It's not her fault.
It's like she couldn't come up with a lie.
She had the energy to make him tea. Invite him upstairs, shock him a little bit, kiss him on the forehead.
Which, that begs the question, do they all, like, exhibit their powers when they get ill?
Does
Mars shoot fire every time she sneezes?
That'd be awesome.
Like a dragon?
I know, right?
Oh, man. I'd want to see a picture of that.
So what would Mercury shoot out? Water?
Ew.
Yeah,
she'd just cry a lot. I don't know. Or it would get really foggy around.
And then,
like, if she got sick, it would get really foggy around.
It's like, is it dimmer in here?
And then Venus would have hearts flying out randomly. But
our people would be very emotional around her. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, I'm in love.
Very amorous.
Sudden.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what do you guys think of Pets, the eldest sister, Spectre sister, who's here to get Jupiter? Were you threatened by her?
Her outfit. I couldn't help laughing at her outfit because she had, like, green dots on her her breastplate. And I was just I couldn't take her seriously.
Aww.
I was just like, that is really distracting right now.
I think she had the best plan out of all of the sisters thus far.
Yeah.
It was very straightforward. you know, infect the populace with the virus to weaken them, especially Jupiter, who's, you know, the strongest out of all of them, and then replace everybody with dolls.
Which,
done deal.
That reminds me, how many people do you think got killed as a result of this plan?
It should be a lot, actually, I would think.
Because this doppelganger went straight for strangling Sailor Jupiter, and she was able to fight her off because she's Sailor Jupiter and she's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of innocent bystanders.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess Sailor Jupiter is, you know, she's a strong one. They definitely need reinforcements for that. And I do like to, I do want to point out that in this act, we actually, you know, we see more development of the Dark Moon storyline, or Black Moon storyline, because now Venus and Usagi are like, crap, something really bad is going on. So we get more of that instead of, oh no, they're jacked, I don't know what to do. But now this time it's like, we gotta do something. Chibi Usa is part of this, maybe, maybe not. So,
well, again, they've been through this before. They're seasoned players at this point.
But it took them a while. Like, it took a couple acts for them to realize that they need to pick up the pace before they lose any more sailors, you know? But what did you guys think of the Jupiter fight?
I loved it. I'm really enjoying the fact that... actually, I wanted to bring up that the animation in this episode is what kind of really cemented it in my mind that I'm watching Sailor Moon. Because prior to this, Sailor Moon Crystal, though it's been pretty, a lot of the animation has been a little clunky.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I just felt like everything flowed really smoothly, especially in this fight. And I love that we don't have to see the recycled animation for fight scenes anymore. I love that.
I love the animation all the time.
Oh, no, the recycled animation was fun, but I really just enjoyed the way, the motion, all the colors. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I love that we were able to see the lightning rod.
Yes.
And it's like close up of that, and yes, there's the power, and what was it? How was it? Something pressure. Sparkling wide pressure. I was like, yes! Perfect.
Don't know
I
what
love
that means,
translation.
But I love that it's you
like
yell
a
it out.
It's kind of sad that we get to see Sailor Mars's like new attack. We get to see Sailor Mercury's new attack and Sailor Jupiter's new attack right before they get taken away. But
yeah, but we'll get them back, we'll see all of those new attacks in one attack.
We will.
Yeah, it's gonna be an explosion of awesome. But I agree with you. It's really frustrating that this is the pattern that we've gotten for the last couple episodes. It's a little bit frustrating because they just got this power up, and now it's like, oh, you're kidnapped now.
And then you see them in the bubble, and you're like, oh, there you guys are. Just move.
Just like, let them out. Let them have the character development we were getting. We needed them.
But it's at least it shows that they're still powerful, that if the sisters had to be killed off in order... It was like a trade-off for the bad guys, right?
I think for the next one, they need to just send Sailor Moon out first because it's the moon halation that kills them. So just let Sailor Moon attack first.
It's just circumstances being with her and Venus were fighting off the dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, man.
Bust out the staff. We need that.
Yeah.
For the sneak preview, though, that they had at the end, I have a feeling that, like, the next one's going to be so emotional. Because...
Yeah, it's Venus.
Oh, man. It's it reminds me of right before the Queen Beryl fight in the classic, when it was her... It was Sailor Moon and Rey.
Uh-huh.
And then Rey's like, oh, remember? And Rey's like, you know, I have a feeling you're supposed to fight her alone. I'm gonna have to go over here and fight these girls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, oh, when I saw the picture for the preview and like Venus like holding Sailor Moon, I was like, the same thing is gonna happen. Why are they doing this to me?
I'm actually hoping that it's a little bit more of a dynamic duo type situation, because, you know, Sailor Venus was on her own for a long while, you know, so. And when Sailor Moon is gone, Sailor Venus is like the surrogate, you know, leader, because she's the general.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this one, it's a little bit more of them working together and working as a team, as opposed to Sailor Venus just being isolated and then eventually kidnapped. I don't want that. I want them to be a team and to work at it. If she ends up getting kidnapped after they work as a team, okay, fine, whatever, that's the pattern. But I want them to be a team.
All I can say is that I think it gets better. It does.
Of course it does.
It gets better. So, anything else you guys want to talk about this episode?
Just that it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It had some good character development, had good animation. We can nitpick, obviously. There are things it was lacking, but all in all, it was not a bad episode.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we got some Artemis time.
We did. I was thinking that too. Yeah. Oh, Artemis.
I just wonder about him. I'm like, are you even doing anything?
And I just find it sleeping. So, I love it that there are the two cats at the command.
I know.
They like, don't have
here,
thumbs.
Let me show you something.
They're like, meow. Very meow, exactly.
I would love seeing, like, if in the Sailor Moon world, if there were, like, cat memes, how they would react to that.
Oh. I know. We should create them, if that's possible.
That would be fun.
Yes. Little Luna and Artemis cat memes.
I'm sure there's a
they
lot.
They have to be out there.
Yeah, they have to be. Okay, guys, so let's move on to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So serious, newsworthy stuff. All right, so first, there's these Sailor Moon cookie charms that just came out. They're not available yet, but you can pre-order them.
Ooh.
Basically,
that's so
right
cute.
Here. They are not cookies, nor are they biscuits, because I kept saying they're biscuits, but they're pins, and you can put them on your purse, and there's apparently
a bow tie,
a limited edition, and then a regular edition, so you can get one for, I think, 30 and then 2 for 55 or something like that.
All I know is I want to eat them.
I know,
I
right?
know, but you so can't. Cute. You might get really sick. I might have to take you to the hospital if you eat them. But they are really cute. Maybe we should just get one and then each take a couple.
they are adorable.
Right?
They really are. I wouldn't... Like, those are for your purse, or...?
They're pins, so you can basically put them anywhere.
Cool. Get them anywhere.
I would put them right here in the center.
Aww,
that brooch.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, and then the other new toy is... there's these little figurines right here. This is the first one that came out. It's Sailor Moon. And they're all going to be in their schoolgirl outfits, so the releases are little by little, but they're not physically available. You can also pre-order them as well. And this is Sailor Mercury looking
and
really cute.
They've got a little preview for Mars in the corner there.
Yeah.
That's how Mars is going to look.
I
like that one.
Yeah, really like that they're using the schoolgirl outfits for a change than just always their...
Pre-transformation.
Yeah. So I'm digging that.
I'm interested in the face. It looks like they went more crystal with the face.
They should.
I actually think if you go back to the one with Sailor Moon, it actually looks more classic to me.
If
you look at the eyes, it looks a lot more classic than crystal to me. That's just me, though. I could be completely
interesting.
Wrong.
Interesting. Well, I guess everyone has a different perspective, and that's okay. And then there was a BuzzFeed that we all took, was which Sailor Scout should you get drunk with?
Should you get drunk with? I thought it was like a personality one.
No.
Okay, never mind.
So, Megan.
Apparently, I should get drunk with Sailor Pluto.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me what the thing was underneath that.
Oh, what it actually said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just paraphrase.
I didn't read it. I just saw that Sailor Pluto, which makes sense because actually I identify with her quite a bit more as an adult because I just kind of want to go off and do my own thing. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Like, no, I just want to like be the gatekeeper here.
Her gig sounds awesome to me as an adult.
All right, Markia.
Yeah, mine was Sailor Jupiter.
I think that fits. I think that fits.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was that we're both courageous and strong, but we're also going to be the moms of the group.
Oh.
So that we appreciate being appreciated and valued, and that we'd make great drinking buddies.
Oh. Okay. Look at that. I actually got Sailor Venus.
Nice.
I'm actually looking at this right now because I saved it in case you guys would ask.
I do have it saved.
It basically says you love a good party because you love being the center of attention. And you consider yourself good at reading other people's feelings and you make a good friend. So expect lots of karaoke with your drunk Sailor Venus friend. So I was like, I'm all right with that.
I got Sailor Pluto.
Oh, you got Sailor
what is
Pluto.
What does it say for Sailor Pluto?
Yeah. You should get drunk with Sailor Pluto. Like Sailor Pluto, you have a natural instinct to protect and care for people you love. You're a responsible, loyal, and thoughtful person, and you're generally concerned with the needs of others. You're not the biggest fan of being the center of attention like Sailor Pluto. So when you two get drunk, you'll most likely have a nice conversation, just the two of you, when at a party at a bar.
That does sound awesome.
Right?
Alexis, you mean Sailor Pluto.
Yeah, let's do it.
Marquia, you want to read yours?
Sure. Like Sailor Jupiter, you're a warm-hearted person that's loyal and reliable with your friends. You have a desire to be appreciated and valued. However, you can become easily upset. So, like Sailor Jupiter, you take your responsibilities and duties very seriously. So, expect to be the moms of the group when you two get drunk together.
Oh, that's cute. And to our viewers, let us know. If you go on BuzzFeed, there's the quiz there out there for you. So, let us know which Sailor Scout you would want to get drunk with, or they tell you should get drunk with.
I love that they had that quiz.
I know, it was
so ridiculous. Awesome.
So that being said, that pretty much completes our after show. We did some predictions, so yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, guys, where can everyone follow you?
I'm Megan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. And if you enjoy live comedy, come see Doctor Who Live. This Saturday, the 14th, yes, at iOS. And if you can't wait until then, come see Lady Invitational in Hollywood on Tuesday at the Complex.
Many ways to hang out with Markeia McCarty, especially if you're in a Sailor Jupiter outfit.
Yes, we'll drink.
And don't forget, all week long, hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon to keep that conversation going. I'm Kaori Takei. Find me at KAORIOUS. And the whole entire AfterBuzz team at AfterBuzz TV. Rate, comment, and subscribe. And we'll catch you guys very, very soon for some more Sailor Moon Crystal.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.